a cluster of Gunance-focused developments marked 1 March 2026, rather than a single headline, with new inland waterway infrastructure on the Brahmaputra, Indian Railways technology reforms, Niti Aayog's state capacity dialogue in Tripura, Assam's land record modernization push, and two globally observed days centered on dignity and disaster preparedness. What makes this significant is that these developments underscore the government's efforts to strengthen infrastructure, enhance regional connectivity, and promote inclusive governance. First, let us delve into the Brahmaputra waterway projects, which have reinforced the Northeast logistics push. The Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal inaugurated key infrastructure linked to the Brahmaputra or National Waterway 2 in late February, and the development remains central to 1st March current affairs cycle. The assets included customs and immigration complexes at Bogibeel and Dhubri and a renovated IWAI, that is the Inland Waterways Authority of India, heritage building at Dibrugarh. Crucially, the importance of these projects lies in the role of the Brahmaputra as an economic corridor rather than only a river system. River transport reduces freight costs for bulk cargo, supports multimodal logistics, and improves connectivity between Assam, the wider Northeast, and Bangladesh-linked trade routes. For a region where terrain makes road and rail expansion costly, inland waterways are a strategic instrument of regional development. But why does this matter? It matters because this topic links infrastructure, multimodal transport, act-east connectivity, and regional development. It also invites a broader discussion on how logistics policy can reduce inequality between mainland growth corridors and frontier regions. Remember this number, National Waterway 2 is the Brahmaputra, and note that the Inland Waterways Authority of India is the key agency involved. Now, let us turn to the Indian Railways technology reforms, which marked a significant shift toward technology-led railway governance. Indian Railways pushed two important reforms into view, the RailTech policy and the digitization of the Railway Claims Tribunal through ERCT. The RailTech initiative is meant to create a structured pathway for startups, industry, and academic institutions to test and scale solutions for operational problems inside the railway system. Priority areas mentioned by the railways included AI-based elephant intrusion detection, fire detection systems, drone-based track monitoring, and predictive safety tools. The ERCT side of the reform is equally important because it shifts claims filing and tribunal procedures into a digital workflow across 23 benches in 21 cities, reducing procedural barriers for passengers and claimants. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that public sector modernization is no longer limited to procurement of hardware. It increasingly depends on digital platforms, data pipelines, and faster institutional interfaces between citizens and the state. Note this carefully, the RailTech policy aims to connect railways with startups, academia, and innovators, and the Railway Claims Tribunal has 23 benches in 21 cities. Now, let us look at Niti Aayog's State Capacity Dialogue in Tripura, which put administrative capacity at the center. Agartala hosted a major regional dialogue under Niti Aayog's State Support Mission, making state capacity reform part of the day's policy discussion. This is more reliable and institutionally grounded than the earlier claim that Tripura had launched a first-of-its-kind state innovation mission under AIM 2.0. The significance of the state support mission lies in what it tries to improve: data use, departmental coordination, project preparation, and implementation capacity inside state governments. In India's federal system, national schemes often fail or succeed not because of design alone, but because state institutions vary sharply in administrative depth and execution ability. So what exactly changed? This development is a good example of cooperative federalism moving beyond slogans. It shows how reform now includes back-end governance architecture and not just flagship announcements. Now, Let us examine Mission Basundhara 3.0 in Assam, which showed why land governance is a core development issue. Mission Basundhara 3.0 in Assam remained important because it treats land services as a major governance reform area. Land records are not merely legal documents, as they determine access to credit, welfare eligibility, investment security, inheritance clarity, and social stability. The scheme uses digital processing for services such as land settlement, mutation-linked approvals, and other record corrections. It also connects with broader reforms such as Swamitva, which uses drone-based surveys, and the use of digital land records to reduce disputes. In a state with riverine change, forest-linked claims, and a high dependency on agriculture, land administration is especially consequential. The policy takeaway is clear: land reform in the 2020s increasingly means record modernization, service digitization, and cleaner cadastral governance, not only redistribution. And here is something that surprises many students: two annual observances also frame 1st March. Zero Discrimination Day highlights dignity, inclusion, and equal access to healthcare, education, and public services. World Civil Defense Day focuses on emergency preparedness, community resilience, and the protection of civilians during disasters and crises. Taken together, these observances connect rights-based governance with disaster management capacity. That makes them relevant not as ceremonial dates, but as reminders that social inclusion and public safety are both state capacity questions. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Brahmaputra is national waterway too, and the key agency involved is the Inland Waterways Authority of India. New assets in focus include the Bogibeel, Dhubri, and Dibrugarh facilities. The relevance of these assets lies in logistics cost reduction, regional integration, and trade with Bangladesh-linked routes. The RailTech policy is meant to connect railways with startups, academia, and innovators, and the priority problem areas include safety tech, fire detection, drones, and AI applications. The Railway Claims Tribunal has 23 benches in 21 cities, and the ERCT digitizes filing and case processing. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant for both prelims and mains. For prelims, remember National Waterway 2, Brahmaputra, IWAI, Bogibeel and Dhubri complexes, RailTech policy, ERCT, Railway Claims Tribunal, Niti Aayog's State Support Mission, Mission Basundhara 3.0, Swamitva, Zero Discrimination Day, and World Civil Defense Day. For mains, this topic is relevant for GS2, which includes cooperative federalism, tribunal digitization, land governance reform, and inclusive service delivery, as well as GS3, which includes inland waterways, logistics, public sector technology, and disaster preparedness. In conclusion, these governance-focused developments marked 1st March 2026, highlighting the government's efforts to strengthen infrastructure, enhance regional connectivity, and promote inclusive governance. This topic has significant implications for India's strategic position, and it is essential to understand the connections between infrastructure, logistics, and regional development.